The Home Show with Tom Tynan podcast is made possible thanks to our partners like Javes Hardy and the Hardy Siding System. Add value, appeal, and protection to your home with the Hardy Siding System.
It's Sunday morning, and this is Early Edition with Tom Tynan and Charlie Mosier.
And we begin Home Show Radio with Early Edition right here on Sports Radio 610. 8 in the morning, back to our regular schedule, and we're glad to have you join us, too. And we'd like to have you all listen. Charlie, are you there?
I'm here. You
showed up.
I'm a little hot here on my level there, buddy.
You are hot.
Yeah, that's the only place I'm hot.
Yeah, okay.
The one good thing about being at 8, it's not just cold and damp. At least it's not dark, too.
Okay.
It's nasty.
You afraid of the dark?
No, I didn't know it's that. It's nasty out there.
Could get your flashlight for Christmas.
The reason we're here, the reason I'm here, and the reason Tom's not going to be taking calls here until the bottom of the hour is that what we do is we take this time Sunday morning to go through some of the questions we get at the Ask Tom section. We answer them also in Ask Tom videos Tom and I do that we put up at homeshowradio.com, our YouTube channel, and our Facebook page. And you can see them there, or you can get them answered here, and that's the deal. We're going to talk, Tom, everything about from attics to sump pumps and lots in between this in the next 30 minutes or so. And, of course, we'll get help from some of your Home Show pros.
Yes, we will, and those pros happen to consist of today, Bill from Advanced Home Exteriors, Jeff from MSB. Wait a minute.
Yeah, Mueller Steel Buildings.
Oh, Mueller Steel Buildings. I'm looking at these. I got so many now. You guys have all these little acronyms that are driving me crazy.
Yeah, what it is we every client, every one of our Home Show pros has like a three-letter acronym because it simplifies it. And Tom came across
real simple
MSB, and he's like, what? You mean MSFB? Wasn't that a band in the...
Well, I can remember when we had 4 sponsors. Now we have 54 sponsors.
Seems that way.
It's like between the Army, the college, and here, I can't keep up with all these acronyms. And of course, Matt.
One of our newest.
When we get this out now before I mess it up. Matt from Sunny Power Washing. There we go.
Isn't it pressure washing?
I always say power. That's what it says on my list.
Okay, well, then that's what I'll say, too. All right. Let's get right to the questions before we...
Now you got me checking it while
before
you talk.
We mangle any more of our good Home Show pros' names here. All right.
Guess what? You're right. It's pressure.
Thank you. Hans in the...
Jeez. Are we starting out great today or what?
can you cue the theme song up again? We'll start
over. Yeah, no kidding.
Hans, Hans in Katy has our first question for you this morning. He says his house is 16 years old. And he's regularly replaced the batteries in his 5 smoke detectors, but he got to thinking one day, what about the smoke detectors themselves? How often should I change those out, Tom?
Well, first off, I'm glad he changes the batteries on a regular basis. That's good. We have someone in our group, we have Zoom meetings, and you can hear the little chirp in the background. It's been going on for a year, and I keep telling her, you know you need a battery in your smoke detector, so that's good. And it's a true story.
Yeah.
As far as the industry itself will tell you, every 10 years you should change them, so I'm not going to go against that. I want people to at least test them. Like you do a GFCI and you just push the little button and if it chirps, you should be okay. But that is industry standards. And with the new ones coming out today, you don't replace the batteries anymore. They actually have lithium batteries that last about a decade, they say, which would be 10 years. And you just throw them away when it starts to tell you the battery is bad. So you don't have to replace them anymore. So if you get a new one, get one of those and it'll take that regular battery replacement chore off your list.
So you're saying if his are 16 years old, it's time for him to think about replacing them.
If he wants to follow standards, yes. But please, at least, like you say, like we've said, change the batteries.
True.
And test them on a regular basis by pushing the button.
I think that they designed them specifically so those batteries will go out at about 2 in the morning. You ever noticed that they'd only...
Every time.
Every time.
Every time.
No,
there's no doubt. It drives me crazy.
Right.
I've had to get the ladder out many nights because I cannot listen to it.
All right. Coming up, Matt with Sunny Pressure Washing.
Yes.
Explains how to get mildew off the second floor siding without damaging it. But next, wood shed or metal shed, pros and cons of both with Matt from Mueller Steel Buildings as we continue with Early Edition here on...
Oh, you cut me like a knife. Okay.
You only hurt the ones you love.
Charlie, you're going through a remodel and so am I.
Indeed.
And it's funny we call the same people, but you know what's nice about it? And I'm going to ask you this because you're more of a standard homeowner than I am. Would you want
my
to have
standards? You, by that you mean my standards are lower, right?
No, not at all. In fact, they might be higher, actually.
Right.
But you wouldn't want to have to tell everybody how to do everything. You want someone to come in and you say, "This is what I want."
That's my wife's job.
I would assume. Tell me if I'm wrong.
Right? It's my wife's job telling people how to do everything.
She tells them exactly what she wants.
Exactly.
But you want to be able to trust their judgment and know that they have the experience, more experience than you have.
Sure.
Well, in my case, it's the same way. I want to make sure that if I want a job done, that the people I hire, and I used to do this when I built custom homes, I want to make sure that they knew more about their trade than I did. I know what the basics are, but I want them to have the skills. And that's what Trifection is all about. When you have someone come in and you say, "This is my vision. This is how I want my house to be. This is the way I want my house to, you know, work in my lifestyle." Whether it's room additions, offices, she sheds, he sheds, you name it, they can do it all. Whole house remodeling, or as Jeff was at my house on Monday, mm-hmm. he said, "Tom, don't forget to tell people we do the little stuff too.
Right.
We'll come in and reface cabinets and put new doors and drawer fronts on them. We love to do that. They want a carport. They want something on a smaller scale. It's okay. We'll do it all for these people, but the quality will never, ever get reduced. It will always be the same, whether it's a little job or a great big job. That's just their philosophy. And Charlie, you know you have them, and I do too. Mm-hmm. Their cabinets are outstanding.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. Once you get something by Trifection,
no, you get spoiled.
That's why they'll do the little things, because they know that, you know, when it comes to the big things, you'll definitely call them.
I think that goes for all our certified home show pros. They
sure
want
thing.
Those return customers, and we want them to have it. So the bottom line is this. If you've got a remodel project in coming up, you have some ideas, you have a vision, call 281-KITCHEN. That's 281-KITCHEN.
Thank you for making Early Edition part of your Sunday morning, where we get you the answers you need from the people Tom trusts, the trusted companies of Home Show Radio, and that includes, of course, Bill Jacks over at Advanced Home Exteriors. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Charlie.
I got a question that came in from Dickinson. A woman named Carol writes to us. She says that apparently her mother's house is having some insurance work done on it, and the insurance company is calling the siding on her home clapboard shingles. But Carol thinks that they're wrong because she thinks it's cement composite planks. Is there a difference between clapboard shingles and composite planks?
Well, if I remember correctly, Charlie, by definition, a clapboard are long, thin bevel boards that are used in siding.
Okay.
So depending on what part of the country her insurance people are from, they may be calling an overlaid shingle product clapboard shingles. There's several different types. You could have actual cedar shingles overlaid. Mm-hmm. You could have asbestos shingles overlaid. You could have hardy plank shingles overlaid. Or you could have a knockoff brand of fiber cement overlaid in a shingle pattern.
Well, and I think that's what her concern is that she wants to make sure she's going to get hardy versus the other composite products that are out there. I mean, for good reason.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, hardy is impervious to termites and pests and woodpeckers, and it will withstand the weather that she has down there in Dickinson a lot better. And it's also extremely fire resistant, where the actual cedar shingles and some of the old asbestos shingles back in the 50s and 60s aren't as fire resistant.
The other thing about the hardy is, of course, that it's formulated for this region and not the same everywhere, and they've got 100 years behind them in making it. So I think, you know, when you have an insurance person come out there and they want to do like kind quality or LKQ, you want to be careful that you're getting what was on there in the first place.
If she has the opportunity, Hardy always marks the back of their boards with their logo as well as their name. So she could easily tell a knockoff brand by just turning the shingle over and looking for a marking from James Hardy.
You know, or just look for the cracks and fractures at the ends, and you'll know it's not Hardy, right?
Exactly.
Well, thanks, Bill. That's Bill Jacks with Advanced Home Exteriors. He's one of the Home Show Hardy pros. You can learn more about him at homeshowradio.com. Thanks a lot, Bill.
All right, Charlie. Good talking to you.
We're here helping you get your home improvements in order, and it could be on your honey-do list is get that stuff out of the attic. And before you go thinking about a storage locker, you may want to consider what Jason and Tom Ball is doing. He's looking to put up a shed, and when it comes to at buildings and stuff like that. We go to our home show pros at Mueller Steel Buildings. And I've got Jeff on the line to help us out with this. Good morning.
Good morning, Charlie. How are you today?
Doing well. Jason in Tomball writes to us that he wants to add a shed to his property in his backyard. And he was looking at ones at the home centers. And he writes, I'm concerned about how long a wooden structure like that would last, how it would hold up. I've heard you talk about Mueller Steel Buildings. He's talking to Tom here. Do they do sheds? Because I know you do big buildings. We've seen you do barn dominiums and stuff. But what about sheds?
Sure, that's a great question. We actually do smaller backyard-type shed buildings, and I would say how ours compare to the home store-type buildings is that ours are going to be a steel structure with steel sheet metal and trim compared to maybe the ones at the home store. They're going to have more of a wood frame and possibly a wood exterior that wouldn't last as long if you're in a coastal environment where there's a lot of rain and humidity. The steel building is obviously going to last longer.
As far as customizing it, these sheds that you offer, I see that the ones like at the home center, you can customize and design it. Do you offer customization on these sheds?
Yeah, we sure do. We have building kits that actually start as small as a 6 by 9 foot building up to about a 24 by 24 for a backyard solution. But if you wanted something custom, you could definitely talk to one of our local branches, and they could work you up a custom package.
So, like, if I wanted to add windows on one side or have a walk-in door and then swinging doors on the other side, I could do those kind of things working with you guys.
Oh, for sure.
Okay, so here's the $10,000 question. Price-wise, how is a metal building from Mueller going to compare when it's put in to one of these prefab sheds?
I think they're going to be very comparable. What anybody needs to pay attention to is if the price they're looking at is just the materials only, or if it also includes the price for somebody to erect that or install it on your property ready to use. So be sure you're looking at the package cost for the material, the kit, plus what it's going to take to get it into your onto your property and erect it.
Yeah, it's one thing to display it in a parking lot. It's another thing to land it in your yard.
Exactly.
Right. That's Jeff with Mueller Steel Buildings. These are Home Show Pro for all such things. You can learn more about them at homeshowradio.com by clicking on the Mueller Steel Buildings button on the homepage. Jeff, thanks for helping us out this morning.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for the opportunity.
We just talked to Bill Jacks over at Advanced Home Exteriors and about the siding he installs. It's James Hardy siding. Now, I've had conversations with him even off the air. Him and I, we talk a lot about different things. And I asked him once, I said, Bill, would you install anything but Hardy? Because there are some companies out there that will do the kind of siding. People want different types of siding. And I don't really see something wrong with that as long as they do their skilled work, the work that they're going to do installing that product. Now, how long the product lasts is a different story, and that's where I'm about to go here with this. But Bill said, nope, it's Hardy or nothing. I'll tell clients, we'll turn jobs down if they want something else, because he knows he wants his clients to have the best siding. So now I'm going to switch right into the James Hardy product, and that is the best siding for the Gulf Coast area. And people in the business I know even with me, when I was building actively, it was all I would put on people's homes. We just know it's better. It holds up to the weather. It doesn't burn. Bugs won't eat it, such as termites or carpenter ants. Even woodpeckers say, nah, because they can't get anything out of it. They're looking for food, and unfortunately, I don't think Hardy tastes all that good. So they just leave it alone, and that's what you want on your home. So when it comes time to reside your home or build a new one, make sure you choose the Hardy siding system. And when it comes time to have it your house resided, hopefully, maybe you won't have to. You already have Hardy, but maybe you have some of that old siding that's still kind of hanging around here, like the old press board, and it's time to get it done. Then call an Elite Preferred Installer. Call someone who is really good and has the skills and believes in the product because they know the product's going to work, and they work with the Hardy Corporation. That would be a certified Home Show Pro, of course. You can find one at homeshowhardypros.com.
You're listening to Early Edition, to part of Home Show Radio here on Sports Radio 610.
The part we practice with.
Yeah.
So I can do the show better later.
It runs like a Swiss watch around here. Anyway, Tom will be taking your calls at the bottom of the hour, but what we're doing right now is answering the questions you send us at homeshowradio.com under the Early Edition tab. And this is the same thing we do every Thursday at 4. Tom and I get together for about, 30, 40 minutes, and to answer more on our Facebook Live broadcast. You can find Ask Tom Live on Facebook and YouTube for the time being, as long as we're allowed to be.
See how it all works out.
Just saying, you never know. We may say one bad word and be gone. Who knows? All right. That's the age we're living in. All right, let's get back to the questions. William in Pinehurst says he's got pocket doors. His daughter has one in her room, and you'll never guess, Tom. It's out of alignment at the top, and it's very difficult to get back on track, and he hits the bottom, but he just can't get it in there, and he wants to know, can you explain how to do that, or does this take a professional? Because he says it looks like he's going to have to take off trim to get at it.
And you do. If it's really in bad shape and you're just not being able to pop that thing in, and it's not as easy as it sounds, I can tell you right now, I've never been a fan of pocket doors unless you buy a really expensive one that comes with super-duper hardware and solid core with, like, French glass in there and all this stuff. But a regular old pocket door, they are a mess, and they just don't make them well anymore, and they don't fit well into 2x4 walls. But the answer to his question is, if he can't get up in there, then you have to take the casing, which is the trim. You have to take it off across the top, which sounds horrible, but it's not. If you take a razor blade, cut the paint joints nice and neat, and then carefully pry it off, you should be fine. Just don't try to just take a crowbar and start hacking at it, or a hammer. You want to do it nice and neat and think of the little details, because that's what it's all about.
It's that kind of detailed instruction we look to you for, Tom. Don't use a crowbar or a hammer.
Crowbar is not allowed on this one, period.
As a little boy, my stepdad's cell used to be able to fix everything with a bent screwdriver, duct tape, and a pair of pliers.
And would you want to hire someone to come to your house and do that?
This is why I work with Tom Tynan, Boys and Girls.
Yes, I'm here to fix your house. Really? Oh, yeah, I got my duct tape. No, I understand duct tape has a place, and I've duct taped things before myself.
Exactly.
But it's not when you hire a professional.
Hey.
Anyway, yes, he's going to have to get up in there find a way to see it. It probably the rollers and stuff are just broken, and if he has to replace all those things, well, we'll just have to see what he finds when he gets up in there.
All right. Still to come, mildew under pressure. What's too much? Matt from Sunny Pressure Washing explains as we continue with Early Edition on Sports Radio 610. Early Edition continues on Sports Radio 610, a Sunday morning. I'm Charlie. He's Tom. And on the line, our newest home show pro, and that's Matt over at Sunny Pressure Washing. And, Matt, the reason I called you this morning is Michael up in Atascocita is trying to wash the second floor from the first floor without a ladder, and I wanted to see if that's something you can give us some advice on. Can you help us out with that?
Yeah, absolutely. Good morning, Charlie.
So let me tell you his situation. He says he's got mold or algae building up around the second floor windows, and he wants to get them off, but he doesn't want to get on a 20-foot ladder. So let's start first of all. Matt, what's it take to get that mold and algae off the side of the building?
The first step you're going to want to do is apply a couple different detergents to the surface. So one of which will be a surfactant that allows the chemical to stick to the walls and really soak into the algae that's covering the wall. And then the second will be what does the cleaning and does the elbow grease and removing it.
What is it you use to do that?
Sodium hypochlorite, and that's what we use on 90% of our jobs. It's the same chemical other people use to clean pools to prevent algae from growing back.
Is that going to come down and hurt my landscaping at all?
No, so it does have salt in it, and that sodium is what's going to help to kill the algae so that we can remove it from the surface with a soft pressure. But once it reaches the ground, keep in mind that we do this all the time, and that's always a risk, but we try and stay on the front end of that. And so what we'll do is pre-treat, add water to all of the surrounding landscaping, so that by the time the chemical touches the ground, it's one, diluted, but two, it's reaching an area that's already completely saturated with water, so it's not going to be any risk at all as far as killing or harming any of the plants goes.
So what I hear you saying is you're going to put a surfactant on there, then you put the cleaning solvent on there, then you're going to rinse it off, and you're going to do this all from the ground? You're not going to get up on a ladder or anything, right?
Correct. One, to minimize and mitigate liability, and then also to work kind of at a more efficient pace, we use a method that's called soft washing. With soft washing, we use a certain spraying application, which is called the downstream injector. And what that does is creates a vacuum effect where we can pull chemical from one separate tank and then apply it midstream with the water we're using to clean the house.
This does not sound like do-it-yourself work.
If you have a lot of time and money to invest in researching it and buying the right equipment, it can be. But generally speaking, it's not something that you just pull out on a Sunday afternoon and do yourself. No.
You want it to be easy. I hear what Michael's saying. He wants to figure out how he can do it and not have to do that. But it sounds like this is a case where if you want to make sure you get that stuff off once and for all, you're going to have to use this multi-step process you're doing. And that's going to mean it's not necessarily do it yourself.
Correct. Yeah.
And that's why we trust Matt to take care of things like that. He's our Home Show Pro at Sunny Pressure Washing. And you can find him at homeshowradio.com. Click on the button right there on the homepage. Matt, thanks for your help today.
Absolutely. Thank you, Charlie.
You know, the home improvements never stop around here. During the show, I've already gotten a text from Chad, who picks our music. And he sent me a picture of a very rusty, ugly pipe that was turning from rust to blue. And it came to mind that, you know what, it's not the piece of pipe, it's not the little blue ring, it's not whatever this picture was, I'm going to talk to him after the show, but it's the water. The water touching the metal creates all this rust and corrosion. Can you imagine if all your pipes in your home had this? Well, a lot of you do have it. Those old galvanized pipes, whether it was built in the 80s or they were fabricated here in the United States in the 60s, either way, you have problems with these pipes. Not that you have to get rid of them, but you have to deal with it because they're getting older. And, well, if you get older, you'll know what I mean about pipes, even in your own body. But we're not talking about that. We're talking, yeah, you like that, didn't you?
I do.
Okay. It's going to need a little repair work, and you can get it by calling TDT. They have the ACE DuraFlow system. And what they'll do is clean out those pipes. It'll be painless. And then they'll line it with a micro-thin layer of epoxy, which never lets the water touch the pipe again. And the problem is not only, the damage is fixed, but the problem is now solved. And that's what it's all about. So you don't have to repipe your home. Renew your pipes. Why don't other plumbers offer it? Because they can't. So they'll badmouth it. So be careful. Don't make your decision about those old rusty pipes until you talk to TDT.
Good morning and welcome back to the early edition of Home Show Radio with Charlie Mosier and Tom Tynan.
Well, my wife is so excited. She's just thinking about Raylan taking off his shirt. And that's the theme song from Justified. If you've never seen it, it's worth looking for. It's like 5 or 6 seasons long, and it's a great whodunit kind of thing. And it's a great story. I think it was Elmer Leonard, I think, was the writer behind it. And it's just a great, brilliantly written, well-acted story of one boy who went right and one boy who went wrong and what happens when they come back together. So you should watch it. It's on Hulu. Anyway,
okay,
it's
fine.
All right. Tom thinks Hulu is a dance they do in Hawaii, but it's
really, I know it's not Home Improvements.
No, but the music kind of took me off in that direction.
I could tell.
What happened was I turned Chad on to it, and I told him, you're going to like the show, but your wife's going to love Timothy Oliphant. And sure enough, that's what happened. So that's what
I'm good with it.
All right. Moving along.
Yes.
Tom is ready to start taking your phone calls. Not a minute too soon at 281-496-5711. He'd love to hear from you. Hey, couple quick ones here. Insulation questions. Let's see if we can bang through these real quick. Anthony in South Bend, Indiana says he's got a vaulted ceilings. And he wants in cement block walls, and he wants to know, for insulation, is it better to go with a house wrap when he upgrades the siding, or does he want to try to add framing inside and insulate and lose floor space in there?
Well, it's actually a great question, because when you have a concrete block wall, you don't insulate the inside. Mm-hmm. In the South. Now, in the North, you would. If we were in Chicago or, you know, pick any northern city or area of the country, then yes, if you're worried about heat loss because you're heating all the time, then yes, you would insulate the inside. And you don't have to go a whole full wall. You can do what we call furring strips that go on the block and just put the styrofoam insulation insulation, excuse me, in between the 2x4 furring strips. That gives you an inch and three quarter, and that's going to be fine with your sheetrock on it. And then you would actually put a vapor barrier, which would be a plastic to keep the water from getting in there and freezing. So it's a whole different operation. Here in the Houston area and down in the southern part of the country where we worry about air conditioning, then you actually insulate the outside of the block. Because what happens with block is it is it conducts heat, but it also is a capacitor. It holds heat. And so when the sun beats on it all day, it'll actually get like an oven, and it will start to radiate heat to the inside of the building. So you want to keep the block cool. Once the block's cool, you don't worry about the inside. So you actually would put the furring strips, and then you would put the insulation on the outside to keep the sun from beating on the block. And then you would definitely use a wrap on the outside, but that's just to protect the furring strips from wind-driven rain. And if you want to put siding on there, or in the old days, we would put expanded wire, right? The old days, when I was building on my old days in Miami, we would put expanded wire and then stucco it, and you'd have a stucco exterior on it. It worked out really well, but the outside is insulated, so the blocks stay cool.
I guess you missed that. Let's do these quick part.
Yeah, it was part about that TV show you were watching, right. But I'm not sure about
that. Anyway, it's all right. I'll save these two for next week. All
right, okay,
That's going to do it for Early Edition this morning. And we'll get Hunter and Wayne. We'll answer your questions next week. We're plumb out of time. We're over time, so I got to skedaddle out of here or face the wrath of Chad on Monday. Thanks to everybody.
It's his fault. He sent the picture.
Right. You want to call Tom 281, and then he played the music. I mean, he was putting IEDs in our path all the way through
this
here.
This is Chad's fault.
Exactly. 281-496-5711 is the number to call for Tom. 281-496-5711. He's here till 11. I'm Charlie Mojer. Thanks to Chad and Jared and Chris for making this thing, and Tom for making this happen. You want to get your questions on, just visit homeshowradio.com and fill out that Ask Tom form. Send it in. We'll use them here or in our daily Ask Tom videos. And remember, Tom and I are on every Thursday at 4 o'clock on Facebook and YouTube with Ask Tom Live. It's your chance to see him answer the questions and maybe even send some fresh ones in the comments section. All right, that's it. I'm going to get out of here. Tom's up till 11. I'm Charlie Mojer. I'll be back again next Sunday with another Early Edition right here on Sports Radio 610.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
And that's what we do here until 11 o'clock today right here on Sports Radio 610, Home Show Radio, which means now we're going to answer questions about home improvements. So we'd like you to call 281-496-5711. That's 281-496-5711. And we have open lines. And this is the beginning of home improvement season. It's the beginning of the year. Everybody waits for all the holidays and stuff to get over, and I understand. But the businesses are ready. You're ready. So it's time y'all make a connection. Make a phone call. Start tomorrow, and we can talk about what you want to do here today. And if you don't know who to call, you can call me too. And I've got a whole group of people, more than I can keep up with sometimes. In fact, I can tell you I got a call from Bert at Kiss Generators two or three days ago. It must have been maybe Thursday. I was in my car. We were driving back on Tuesday, and he said, "Tom, it's time for your generator service." And I said, "Well, Bert, just do it and, you know, send me the invoice and I'll do it." He goes, "All right, I just wanted to get your okay." I mean, that's just one of the many people, and you get busy in life and you forget about these things. So it's nice to have a company that's looking out for you. And that's what our certified home show pros actually do. They look out for their clients to make sure. And he knows season's coming up and your generator's important, and he's trying to get everybody's ready for the year. And that means a full service. So don't be afraid to call him and many of our other home show certified home show pros. I like to say sponsors, but it's more than sponsorship. They're just certified. You can't just buy time here. You have to go through a process to make sure that you qualify. So it's a little bit different than a lot of than probably most shows, to be honest with you. Let's talk to Adrian. Adrian, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hi, Tom. How are you doing this morning?
Very good.
Very good. Hey, a couple of questions. I just got a little grant to get some work done. I've finally been waiting a couple of years, actually, to do. One is foundation work, and I have a roof leak, and I got because of the roof leak, I got sheetrock damage. So, and I know I got to do the foundation first because the others will move when they do that. So I was going to go foundation first, roof second, fix the leak, and then lastly do the sheetrock. I've been to Home Advisor and BBB and trying to figure out who to do this work. I don't have a lot of money, so can you recommend somebody for me that is not overly pricey but can do a decent job for me on foundation, sheetrock, and roofing?
Yeah, and I would not go to one person. I would call individuals. For the foundation, call Due West Foundation Repair.
Due West, that's what I thought you were going to say.
Yeah, no, it's not if they're pricey or not pricey. They're going to be a fair price, and they're going to get the work you need to get done right.
Okay.
When they're done, call Ideal Roofing. And
Ideal.
Ideal Roofing. And the reason I want you to call these people is you're going to get a really good, strong warranty on your roof. You're going to get a strong warranty on your foundation. They don't affect one another. And if you had to and you can't do your foundation now, I'd have you do the roof first if you're limited with money. Because a foundation is not emergency. A roof is more of an emergency because it's causing damage. And when they do move the house a little bit, usually a roof is not affected. It's not something that you hear people come back and say, oh, now my roof is leaking. I fixed my foundation. Are you right that foundation would be best to do first? Yeah, in a way it would, but you got to get that roof leak stopped. Even if it's a temporary stop, you don't want your sheetrock. Sheetrock is nothing. That's no big deal at all.
Right. Well, I can tell you that because of my foundation, and it's moved quite a lot, it separated my roof, and that's where I'm getting my leaks.
Well, if it's that bad, then I would call both companies and get the foundation done. You're right. If it's that bad, if that extreme. But I would call both companies and get them ready to line up. And maybe Ideal can do a temporary fix on your leak so you don't get more damage. So they can put a blue tarp or something up there just to keep it from getting worse. And when it's all done, you can call Rudy's Quality Painting. They can sheetrock and paint for you. They're really good at that.
Who was that?
Rudy's Quality Painting.
Rudy's? Like
Quality Painting. Rudy. Okay. Yeah, and if you have access to the web, go to homeshowradio.com. These three people, all their information, you can visit their website. Not going to cost you anything. And get comfortable with the companies. But those three companies can handle your problem.
Awesome. Okie doke. Well, that was a lot of help. I appreciate it, Tom. Love your show. I know you've been around for a long, long time, so that's why I called you. I knew if I was going to call anybody, it's going to be you.
Well, I appreciate that, and I've been around a long, long time. There's no doubt about it. Haven't gotten any smoother, but my answers work, and that's what it's all about. It's what goes out to you. I've always handled this show as like, what's it mean to the guy that's calling, or the woman, for that matter, the person. The person. We're not allowed to say men, women, father, son. The person that's calling, what's it mean to them? And I want you to get out of it what you need. You don't need to know all the stuff around it. That'll just either make you crazy or just turn you off and you won't do anything at all. All right. 281-496-5711. Call me and we will talk today. If you have concrete that's a real trip hazard around your home, well, there might be a solution short of jackhammering and repouring. And that is calling the people at Concrete Raising Corporation. These people are really good at what they do. And what they do is a very specialized process. It is the fact that they can come in and raise concrete little at a time until it's back to where it needs to be. And that means you avoid slipping and tripping. Slipping because if water builds up, it gets all nasty and moldy and stuff on the concrete. And then get a little water out there, you walk into your car, and then bang. You watch those videos, don't you? Where people are walking up to their front sidewalk and stuff, they just fall down. That's why I don't put cameras around my house. I don't want to see myself falling down and end up on some kind of internet thing. I don't even want to say names anymore. You know, the internet, that thing? Yeah. Okay, what I do the show over, actually, too. But as far as that goes, they can raise the concrete so it drains properly. You get rid of the trip hazards. Maybe the sidewalk's all cattywampus out of shape. They can actually just a little bit here, a little bit there, and put it all back nice and the way it needs to be. I'm not going to use the word level because it's not supposed to be level. It's supposed to be flat, but not level. And that means it has to drain water one way or the other. If it's out in the rain and you're looking at pool surrounds, driveways, sidewalks, what we call flat work on the outside, then that's what they do. They don't do slabs as far as structural slabs go. But they also do streets slash roads. They do all kinds of different things when it comes to big, long, flat pieces of concrete that need to be raised because they settled. Concrete Raising Corporation. We push a lot their website because it's the easiest place for you to find out more than just a phone number, but seeing what they do, the videos we have in place for them, and that's what you'll see at homeshowradio.com.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Let's talk to Ken. Ken, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Ken.
I, through increases in my water bill, I determined that I had had a leak, and I didn't, you know, it wasn't leaking in the yard or anyplace else. At any rate, I had a leak detection done and determined that there was a problem where the service went into the slab, and that's been rerouted, so that one's fine. And then over that night, another pipe popped, and so that one's been not rerouted yet. There's a temporary fix for it, and we're going to have to figure out how to reroute that one. My question is, how many more are going to pop?
Is it galvanized pipe?
Yeah, it's 1988, and
I don't want you to reroute anything anymore. And I wish I had known before you'd started. You're not going to keep fixing these little pieces. I want you to call TDT and have them come in and take a look at what's called the Ace Duraflow. They're okay. Going to come in and sandblast your entire system, and they're going to line it with an epoxy, and you won't have any more problems. Because if you don't do that or repipe the entire house, which I think would be a mistake. You are going to continue to have these problems. They're starting to show up now, and they're not going to get better. It's not a fine wine.
Okay. Unfortunately, I'm not in the Houston area. So,
What area are you in?
I'm in Little Rock.
I don't know. They have Ace Duraflow dealers all over the country.
Okay.
So I can at least have you Google your area and see if there's an Ace Duraflow dealer in your area. If
okay.
there is, then I want you to talk to them. If there's not, then you can expect to have these things continue to happen over time because of the age of the pipe. And the 80s galvanized was shipped in from overseas. That's when we shut our steel mills down and started bringing in everything from across the big pond, as they say. And it was done very, very poorly. And those are the ones that are most notorious for springing pinhole leaks.
Yeah, and these are just in the slab.
Still, galvanized is not supposed to be in a slab.
Okay. So Ace Duraflow, and I will look for someone to.
Yeah, but is it rotting in where it contacts the slab?
Yeah, I mean this one was where the service went into the slab.
I understand. Uh huh.
And then the second one was a pipe in the slab because I'm not seeing leaks anywhere. I mean,
okay, so these are all where they penetrate slabs, and they're all galvanized?
Yep.
Wow.
I'm assuming that that's what that is. I'm not handy, so.
Okay, well, I think it's a question you need to find out, because if galvanized and concrete come together, it's just a slow rot process from the outside in, not the inside out.
Right, okay.
And if that's the case, it should never have been ever built like that. That's a problem.
Well, I remember you saying that everything we built in the 80s sucked, so.
80s were bad, man. I'm talking about cars and everything, the K car, all this stuff. You know, I rebuild old cars, and I'm kind of with the clubs and stuff, and you don't see any cars from the 80s in the restorable cars. It just kind of went away. The Pacer, whatever. But yeah, you're right.
As a car geek myself, I'm aware I don't want anything from the 80s.
No, none of them were any good. I don't know what it was in that era. That was a strange era.
And they were all underpowered, and they were no fun.
Oh, yeah. No, everything was horrible. There was even motorcycles, and I can go on and on. Just everything built in the early 80s, like from 80 to maybe 86, 87, it just was lousy.
Well,
it's gone.
Yeah. All right. And I don't have a really quality painting, so we've had to make a couple of holes. When I get that sheetrock repaired, just repaired and painted, I'm assuming it's probably not going to match what's on the walls now, and I don't want to. And it's,
well,
and the behind things so far.
Wait a minute, that's not true. If you get someone good, like I know you can't get Rudy, but Rudy has patched a lot of sheetrock for me. You can't even tell where the patch was. They are so good. So it really comes down to the person you get. If you get a good sheetrock repair person, they're like artists. They can make it just the texture and everything just match just the way it's supposed to. So don't undersell that, because you need to find someone who can do that. And when you do, you know, give them a Christmas present once in a while and keep their name and phone number.
And years ago, I was from the Houston area, which is why I'm still listening.
Thank you.
And I always tell my mother, call Rudy's Quality Painting. So.
Yeah, does she?
Yeah.
Is she happy when Rudy's crews come over and do?
Yeah. Yeah,
okay, because I did the same thing with my mother when she was alive. It was Rudy. Oh, call Rudy. We'll call Rudy to do everything. Mom, he doesn't do that. No, he'll do it for me. Just tell him that I just want Rudy here.
That's what it is. Thank you very much.
All right, Ken, good luck.
Take care.
You bet. Let's see here. Oh, well, Chad, I got to stay on the clock, so you have to hold on a minute. We get to Mike Ball Irrigation, landscaping, and lighting. That's right. I've got to tell you about these people, because we're getting snow. The people that are not living in the Houston area, we're actually under a snow advisory. Now, I don't think it's going to be terrible, but you got to remember, in Houston, we're not used to snow. So if you get a snowflake come down, everybody wrecks their car. It's just the way it is. I used to live in Lake Placid, New York. You could have 4 feet of snow, and everybody's driving all around. Everything was fine. It has a lot to do with the equipment that cities have and how they stay on top of it and do different things. Of course, all the cars rusted away. But the fact of the matter is it's cold, I know. But it's going to be time for you, if you've decided to re-landscape your yard, to start thinking about it and planning for it now. And if you have irrigation problems, of course, call Mike Ball Irrigation and Landscaping and Lighting, and they'll take care of it. But when you want to redo the whole backyard and make it just a place that you want to be, then the fact of the matter is the fact that you need to call them and get the plans going. Get the process started. Start talking with him and find out exactly what you want to do. Let him do the design work. Let him know exactly what you want. He will show you things that you didn't know you could have. And that's the beauty, by just saying, this is just what I want. Then you kind of close the door to the possibilities that are out there for you to make that outdoor space just beautiful. And we do get some beautiful weather, and we've had some this last month, and we're going to get some more where it's cool, it's nice, especially in the mornings. You can go outside and enjoy it. Get out from inside the house, get away from the pollution inside your home, and go out to the outside where at least it's somewhat fresh air, depending where you live. Some air is fresher than others around Houston, but it's still nice out. I know you can hear the birds chirping. You can just really enjoy the backyard. Irrigation, sprinkler systems, all the planning that you want done. You can do levels. You can do swinging beds. You can do everything outside when you call the right people. So give Mike a call tomorrow and start the process. That doesn't mean he's going to come start and plant. He'll start putting plants in tomorrow. But at least you get an idea of what you're going to do after the snowstorm leaves, which will be like 24 hours. Anyway, it's Mike Ball, Irrigation, Landscaping, and Lighting. To find out more about what they do, go to homeshowradio.com.
Take the guesswork out of your next project. Get advice from Tom. Then get help you can trust. Get an expert who meets Tom's standards. A certified home show pro.
Rudy's Quality Painting. Two generations of experience and painting craftsmanship you can trust.
Boral Steel stone-coated roofing. Durability, performance, and protection that lasts.
Cherry Company. Recycling concrete to make Houston a greener place every day.
Find Tom's directory of trusted home show pros anytime for any project at homeshowradio.com. Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
And let's get back to the callers. Let's talk to Chad. Chad, you are on home. What happened to him? Oh. Chad, call back real quick and we'll get you. It must have been one of the guys you hired. probably not. Anyway, Chad, call back. We're going to get to you. I know exactly what you need. And by the way, if you can't call back, I'll let you know anyway. It's a basin wrench. But you're going to have a little trouble with that one. So you got to clean that rust off real well. Chad works for us. He's the one that picks all the music. I was hoping he would be on, but somehow his call got dropped. And I think he's calling back. We're going to get him on because he's the one that picks all the music that y'all like so much. In fact, yesterday he was a hit. It was a big hit. So I wanted to give him kudos on the air for that. All right, let's bring him up. If that's Chad, bring him up. Hello, Chad.
Okay, that's better.
Yeah. Well, I don't know who you're hiring to run these phones.
I think maybe.
yeah, okay, fine.
Gotta demote them.
Yeah, anyway, right. To what?
I sent you a picture of the faucet I'm working on under the kitchen sink, and it's got rusted, of course, where that big bolt has to come off.
Yes.
Now, I don't have any problem getting there, but how am I going to get that bolt off that rusted faucet?
You first sent me that picture, it was up so close I couldn't figure out what it was. It looked like the side of an evaporator coil, so I wasn't sure what it was. But as far as that goes, that's where you hear the term basin wrench. It's a tool that you'll only use for this, and it's the weirdest looking thing in the world. In fact, I've had some of my listeners call me and tell me they've watched it on YouTube, how to use a basin wrench. So maybe you want to take a little trip there because that's something on the radio that's, you know, it's hard for us to do on radio, being the expert you are on that. But as far as it goes, you need a basin wrench and you got to clean that rust off really well so the threads are easy to do with a wire brush and maybe some WD-40 or some kind of lubricant. That would probably work. Being rust like that, the navel jelly is what you're looking
navel
at.
Not jelly, yeah.
Yes, okay, anyway, but a navel jelly would rust remover works real well. But get it off, because what's going to happen if you start spinning that thing, it's going to gunk that rust up, and that thing's going to wallow around in the hole, and then it won't be solid anymore, and you'll never get that ring off easily. It's going to be a mess. So try to get that rust off first.
So basin tool, get the rust off first. Got it.
I'll basin wrench,
stay on the clock.
Yeah, right. That's what Charlie said after he went on about TV shows. Okay.
No problem. See you later.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Chad's the one that picks the music. He's the best producer I've ever had. He's the executive producer of the show. And I know he couldn't wait till after the show, and I'll tell you why. Because Chad always calls me with this stuff, just like I call him when I need help with my equipment. And by the way, Chad, I don't know if you're still listening, but I'll be in Houston for next weekend, and maybe we can work on that equipment or get a little hiss on that with my... I have a piece of equipment that has a tube, and apparently that doesn't work as well as the new stuff. So I let Chad take care of that, and I help him with his home improvements. But the reason he wanted to get on is because I know him. He wants to get this done because he's got other things to do today, and he doesn't want to spend the day waiting for me to get off, so he has to go to Home Depot and buy a basin wrench, and you can get him at Home Depot and Lowe's. My favorite nursery in town is RCW, and every time I want to do something with my – and I'm a amateur gardener. I'm not a professional. I'm not a Danny Milliken. And all those nurseries that he deals with, all those pros. So I go to the one that I feel where I've been getting great information and great guidance since 1988. And that's RCW Nurseries. RCW Nurseries is located at 249 and Beltway 8. Now, when I first started going there, there was no Beltway 8. And 249... was just a little tiny road, and that whole area out there used to be somewhat, they tell me, even before 1988, it was a dairy farm. Well, the dairy farm no longer is around, but that little piece of land they still have for RCW Nurseries, that was part of that, apparently a huge farm, is still there today. And everything has grown around it, and RCW, and I'm sure they try to get rid of them, try to move them out, say, hey, we want to buy your land, this and that. They said, no, we want to stay here. This is where we do our work. RCW Nurseries, it's a great place to go with all the hustle and bustle of the city. You just walk around there. They don't even have a paved driveway. That's how cool it is. It's just like old school nursery. And when it comes to MicroLife fertilizers, all the fruit trees, they have their own tree farm. And that's why their trees are so successful when you buy them and plant them, is because they're acclimated to the Houston area. So they have their own tree farm. In fact, they invented pretty much the whole idea of growing trees in big containers as opposed to growing them in the ground and then digging them out, because that's when a tree really gets stressed. But if they stay in the container, it's a lot better for you, the consumer. And that's what they did, and they've been doing it for decades. The family still owns it, still runs it. I know David over there. He's like a friend. He is a friend. I've just known him so long, and his mother, and I knew his dad before he passed away, and his sister, and they got a big family. In fact, mom lives down the street. I still think they live there down the street from me. I haven't heard from her in a while, but I'm sure they do. That's how close we are with RCW Nurseries, and that's how close you'll be too. It'll be a place that you just continue to go to. I used to take my mother there. She liked walking around. I used to tell her, don't wear your high heels, Mom. No, I got to wear my high heels. Anyway, that was a different story at a different time. But as far as that goes, RCW Nurseries, it's worth the drive from anywhere.
Getting the yard and garden you really want is easy with help from the Home Show Garden Pros. Houston's leading independent, locally owned nurseries come together with Danny Milligan. Saturday, 7 till 9.
What do y'all recommend as a weed killer?
Answering questions anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com. Videos, advice, tips, and the Garden Pros Podcast. Always on, always free. Helping you be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros. Saturday, 7 till 9 on Sports Radio 610. And online anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.